bracelets?
Yeah, yes, they're bracelets. You can put them on.
I just want pink and purple.
Oh, well. So okay, purple. What we're going to do, I'll give you the purple to match your dress. And how about
pink.
Yellow?
I have
okay.
Pink. I think I'll make it be purple.
Okay. And then, see, blue. Now put them on your wrist.
What are you supposed to do?
Put them on your wrist.
Can we keep
orange,
them?
Orange. And?
The rainbow. Is that what we're thinking of?
And green. Okay? All right. I'll have black and white. All right. Won't fit on my wrist. Okay. Today's lesson is about God's rainbow.
I knew it.
You knew it, didn't you?
I knew it, too.
You too? Yes.
That's because I said it.
Today's scripture lesson is one of my favorites. It's the one that I like. I read a lot. It's many members and one body, and it's 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 14 through 20. Now the body is not made of one, but many parts. If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not, for that reason, cease to be a body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not, for that reason, cease to be part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has arranged the parts of the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were but one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. And that's the way our church is. We are many parts, but one body. We all do certain things. Everybody in here helps this church be what it is. And without each individual, we wouldn't be anywhere. We would not have this church. So that is one of my favorites. So, saying that, okay, today we're going to see what God's rainbow looks like. Okay, everybody's got their bracelets.
I have mine in my purse.
Well, you need to put them on your wrist.
I know.
You need to put them on. Everybody got them on? Okay, you need to put one color on one wrist and the other color on the other wrist.
Okay.
Okay? I'm sorry, I didn't. Wasn't more.
I knew that.
You did. You had yours separate, didn't you? Okay. You ready? Okay. Everybody with a yellow bracelet, raise your hand. All right. That looks so pretty. Everybody with a purple bracelet, raise your hand. All right. Everybody with a blue bracelet, very good. Everybody with a pink. All right. And now the orange and the green. All right. We each have different colors, but it doesn't make the rainbow. What makes the rainbow?
God.
Yes, God does. But what can we do to make the rainbow?
I know.
Well, I know how to make a rainbow.
How?
Use water and light.
Water, light, and sunshine.
Yes, water and sunshine. Very. I've seen some very beautiful rainbows.
I saw one yesterday.
Did you?
When it rained.
Okay, I have black and I have white. What if we put all of our wrists up? See, look at all the colors.
But black and white aren't a color.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm on each end. One black and one white, okay? So let's put all the colors up. Put all of our wrists up. And see, that's what it is. It takes all of the colors to make a rainbow. One color doesn't make a rainbow. We all do. And that's what we need to remember. It takes all of us to do anything. Yes, you get to keep those, okay? Let us pray. Some are short, some are tall. Thank you, God, for difference. Some play banjos, some play ball. Thank you, God, for differences. Some are quiet, some make noise. Thank you, God, for differences. Some are girls and some are boys. Thank you, God, for differences. Some like pizza and some like yam. Thank you, God, for the difference. Some like honey and some like jam. Thank you, God, for the difference. Thank you, God, for giving us each individual person so that we can be a whole person. In your name we pray. Amen.